Hello and welcome, I'm your host, Enrico DeCastro, and you are tuning in to the What's in Your Case podcast. Our guest today is born and raised from Stockton, California, an independent underground artist who navigates skillfully through the ethereal genre. This musical virtuoso has redefined the sonic landscape by seemingly fusing indie rock, alternative screamo, house, and breakcore. This artist is not only just a creator, but a pioneer, ushering a new wave of sound for the new generation. Our guest, Instant Karma, or just Karma.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
All right. Let's get to know a little bit about what is the origins of your name and how long have you been creating music for?
I would say I've been creating music for about 6 years now. I actually started out playing the piano at first, and I had like a little iPod, but then I ended up getting an iPhone and started messing around on there, and it had GarageBand, so I started creating my own music and stuff, and that's when I actually started putting it out. The name Instant Karma actually came from a little name I gave myself, because I used to like tag and stuff, and so Karma was just like my little nickname that I would just have just like to tag on like fences and stuff with spray paint. That's the origins of where it actually came from. But yeah.
And then Karma, as an artist, what are you influenced by? What influences your art?
Honestly, there's a lot of bands and musicians that influence me. Definitely, I can say Linkin Park and Paramore were one of my biggest influences back in high school, and just honestly making music all around. I loved like the type of music it was and everything, and so I was like, man, I want to make some music like that. And so I actually started creating my own stuff, and I also love house music and electronic music as well, so I listen to like a lot of like breakcore and electronic artists that create their stuff, and I've always just been inspired by that type of music and everything. So,
and you had mentioned on a post June 6, 2023 that you created a new name for people to call you.
Yes,
that's when you created your producer name.
Yes,
Ego Fear Productions.
Yes, Ego Fear Productions. I actually made a new producing name for myself because I went on my own and I wanted to create something different and just be independent and have my own brand and stuff. And so I created that, made a whole website for it. I actually bought myself a camera too, taking pictures of artists, local artists around Stockton and other cities as well. And just trying to put myself more out there to grow with the local community for my music as well.
So besides Karma and Ego Fear Productions, you go by quite a few different names.
Yeah.
What are some of the other names that you go by?
Those two names right now at the moment. And then I've created like a t-shirt name. I named it Karmic Fate, and that's like my t-shirt brand pretty much. But yeah, I want to start making some merch and stuff, selling it for the locals and stuff like that. Putting myself more out there, you know.
Is that different from Karma Clothing Co?
It's the same thing. I actually ended up doing a whole name change just to change it, just to make it different, because I wanted it to just be kind of something that people can wear, like an actual name, to know that it's a part of Instant Karma. So that's why I ended up changing it instead of it being the other name that it was.
So Ego Fear Productions, what exactly is a multimedia music production company? Like, what does that mean in your own words?
So pretty much, it's basically like a label for Instant Karma, for me to release my music under as well. And then it's also just to promote like a lot of local artists around Stockton, California, and Sacramento area, and all around California, and the local communities and things that people are doing around here, and just trying to show my moral support for these artists and people doing their work and stuff like that. Like, I actually find that very inspiring as well. It's basically just a production company producing photos and producing music under Instant Karma, and it's a record label, and just pretty much just showing that it's something for the community and something for my artist's name to go under as well.
Yeah, and on that page, that's something that I noticed a lot was there's a lot of photography and videos of various performers at either open mics or shows.
I went to a couple a while back. It was in Lodi, and they were a really good band, so I decided to take some video and put it out there. But yeah, I think they were from the Bay Area. It was pretty cool. Planning on doing a lot more content for sure.
So it's safe to say that uplifting the community is an aspect that's very important to you.
Oh, definitely. Yes. I mean, I struggle with putting myself more out. I'm kind of a shy person, so to speak, but I'm putting myself more out there by doing this and just showing moral support for these artists, because why not give back to the community? You know, it's inspiring. Everything that people do, it's very cool to do what you love. And I want to inspire others to follow their dreams and what they want to do. That's actually the slogan too, but yeah, follow your dreams.
So that's the ultimate goal that comes with running Ego Fear Productions.
Yes, definitely.
And then your other project, The Karmic Fate. There's a post that you had on merch drop, I guess, this month, April 2024.
Yeah, I actually ended up making a shirt of mine, Instant Karma, and then it had skulls on it, and then I put my quote on the back. But I'm going to start making a lot more different shirts and merch, putting it out there. I'm going to make some stickers too as well, and some business cards. Definitely going to start doing that. But I'm going to make a bunch of shirts for my upcoming show on the 31st of May. So that's something that I really want to do. But just have all these ideas and just trying to just work towards them. You know what I mean?
So what are some of the things that you consider when you do decide to make a product for your merch, the design-wise?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I like edgy stuff, and I was like, let me just pick something that's kind of cool and edgy looking, so I picked that skull for it. But I want my designs to just be kind of I don't know. I would say cartoonish, but also that grunge look to it. And then have some quotes or some stuff on the sleeves would be cool. Even making beanies and stuff with the name and maybe little horns and stuff. That'd be cool. I think just going towards that, as a band, just creating band t-shirt merch type stuff with the skulls and stuff like that on there is pretty cool.
And it's all designed by you. Do you also press the shirts yourself, or do you go through a different?
Oh, no, I go through a different company. I was doing a test run on it. I plan to definitely make it for sure.
So the drop that you did this month, is it still currently available for purchase?
Yes, it is.
And is it going to be a limited run when you release these sets of merch? Or is it just going to be catalog on your page?
It'll just be a limited run. I have more that I made, but that one I'm going to make, and then I'm going to make more different types of merch, because I'm going to be releasing a different album coming up soon. So, and then I'm pretty much going to just do a merch drop with that.
And I know a lot of artists want to release, merch on themselves and everything, but what are some of the things that you learned through releasing merch that you didn't know before you started releasing? What are the behind the scenes kind of things?
I would say just making sure that everything is placed correctly on the shirt. I didn't know what to put on the back of my shirt at first. And then I was like, let me just put my quote for my song, because I thought it would be cool. And it actually came out great. And I actually really fell in love with that shirt. Yeah, just making sure everything's placed correctly on there.
Perfect. And I had written down the question to see if there was any future releases with different merch that you had planned. And it sounds like you do. And you're gearing everything up for a show you have, you said May 31st?
Yeah, May 31st.
All right. Everyone keep an eye out for that drop. So as an artist, you know just how essential social media is.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I've noticed that with a lot of your posts on Instagrams, you like to keep to a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
How important it is for you to cater to that aesthetic when you're making your posts?
I like to just have my Instagram pretty much. I think things through before I post. And my girlfriend, she comes up with these concepts for photo shoots as well. And so we work on that together, and then pretty much I'll have a photo shoot, and then I'll darken the photos to make it look the way I want it to look, and then I'll end up posting it on there. But I tend to put my quotes out of my songs on there and make sure I have marketing material to put out. But I use Instagram and TikTok, mainly for marketing purposes, to just kind of just throw it out there. And then I'll put my music behind the video, or I'll show like the whole music video and edit the video to the color that I want, and then I'll post it out.
So let's look at YouTube. It looks like your YouTube channel was created December 14th, 2015. But the first public video posted to the account is December 1st, 2021. Did that account go under a rebranding of sorts?
Yeah, it was actually just my personal YouTube just to use for like my playlists and stuff. But then I started making my music and music videos and stuff. And then I started posting them on there. 2021 was back for my very first album, Karma. And that was pretty cool too. So
it looks like the Mirror music video was the one that was released December 1st, 2021.
Yeah.
And that one wasn't available for streaming until April 3rd, 2022.
Yeah.
Was there a reason for that gap in releases?
I don't know. Oh, I checked my YouTube one time and my videos were missing. And so I reposted them back. And so actually that video was from my second album. The other videos that I had, they were up longer, but I reposted them. But yeah. Those ones were from 2021, I believe.
Got it. So Mirrors wasn't the first one posted. It was just the only one that happened to still be there after YouTube had purged the other videos from your account?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And Mirrors, that's your song that is a suicide awareness and prevention song.
Yes.
And then how important is it for you to discuss those kind of dark topics that people don't normally like to discuss?
I put that song out. I even played it at a few shows as well. I played it at Pride to help people. I wanted to create something for the public to hear about suicide awareness, because it's very vital for people to know about mental health, you know, and that people are never alone. And it's all about really just changing your perspective on life. And even though there's a lot going on and sometimes people are going through a lot, there's always help, you know what I mean? There's always people that are there, and family and friends and people that care. And I just wanted to put that out there for people to recognize that we're never alone and that our mental health is very vital and self-love is very vital. And so that's why I created Mirror.
And it looks like the next videos released on your account were as followed: Ugly and Beautiful, December 1st, 2023. Feelings, February 21st, 2024. Warmth, February 23rd, 2024. Karma, also February 23rd, 2024. As well as Affliction, Heartbroken, Alive, and Move Away, featuring Scarlet Vamps.
Mm-hmm.
Were these released as a form of a promotional strategy for the album Memory Lane that was released January 28th, 2024?
Yes. Some of those videos are new, and then some of them are my old videos that I've had to repost. The Ugly and the Beautiful, that's one of the songs from Memory Lane, and then Move Away, that's another song from Memory Lane. And those two songs are also very vital on things about life. Ugly and the Beautiful is pretty much about betrayal, and then Move Away is about family as well, so...
And when making these videos, what were some of the things that you considered when you were planning out your shoot?
For Ugly and the Beautiful, because it's more of a rock, like a more of a rock hard with the screamo and stuff, I wanted to just portray like this mask, because like sometimes in the video I have a mask on, but some people can portray like that and some people could wear a mask, and it's really about watching who you trust. There's a lot of people that wear masks nowadays and they may seem trustworthy, but they're not. And so I just wanted to just put that message out there that some people can be like that and some people may seem to be your friend when they're really not. It's just about pretty much staying in your lane type shit, that you have to be careful, people nowadays. That was the whole concept behind that music video, which I really enjoyed because it was cool. My girlfriend, she helped me shoot it. The way it was shot, I was like behind the fence and I got that visual of the mask. And that's what I wanted. For Move Away, I wanted it to be like a movie. I wanted to do something different with this concept for the video, and I wanted to make it like a movie. And so I had her shoot me. It was pretty much about one point I wanted to move to Sacramento, but I ended up changing my mind. But the song was pretty much about me just moving away from Stockton and getting out of the city. And so that's why I had her just shoot from the side and then me on the freeway, and then we're driving to the city. Got some good visuals of that.
Nice. So let's take a look at your discography now. February 28th, 2021, you released your album Karma, which featured Illusion, featuring Poison Bites, Heart Attack, Heart Attack Part 2, Succubus, featuring Gray Areas, Alive, Change, Energy, No Affliction, Departure, featuring Poison Bites, Warmth, My Girl, Dream, High Effect, featuring Godboy XCL, Heartbroken, and Broken Memory. For you, what was it like to be able to release your first album? Do you remember some of the emotions that you were going through when that dropped?
Yeah, it was a good album. I wasn't at my best mindset at the time when I first dropped it. I was actually very insecure about my album. I was insecure about the album cover. I didn't know what to choose. I couldn't make decisions for myself at the time. It was a lot going on around that time. Man, I just wanted to put it all like into songs, and I did. And it was a lot of heartbreak, anger, and things that I was going through with a previous breakup around the time. It was a good era of my music, but I think now that, you know, like the more you make music, the more you get better at it. I've been making music for a while now, and after that first album, I feel like I've like advanced a lot and my music has entirely changed. But I still go back to that album and listen to it every so often because it's a good album too.
That one had a couple of features on there. Poison Bites, Gray Area, Godboy XCL. What was it like working with different artists on
Yeah.
Song?
It was cool. I mean, I love working with different artists too, and sharing my music with them, you know, and it's pretty cool to work with different people and see how they rap or how they sing. And so it was pretty cool, and I needed artists to feature on that album too, so a couple of friends came through.
And then April 3rd, 2021, you released the single Let's Stay Up All Night.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything special, I should say, about April 3rd in particular?
Oh, no. I just put out that song. I wanted to like have like a little ukulele song, because if you listen to it, it's like a... It has like an echo at the end of the song. It makes you feel like you're in a different dimension. I'm actually singing and I'm playing the ukulele, and then at the end, like changes, and then there's like an echo at the end, and then it makes you just kind of drift off. But I actually just put that single out just to put it out.
The reason I ask is because April 3rd, the year after, April 3rd, 2022, you released the album Even the Devil Was Once an Angel. And that one featured Dysfunctional, God State, the Mind Drought remix, Far Away, You'll Never Know, featuring Godboy XCL, Mask, The Past, featuring Mind Drought, Never Felt Alive, Mind Drought remix, A Feeling You Can't Ignore, Getaway, the Mind Drought remix, Mirror, I Found You Inside a Dream, Moving On, Mind Drought remix, Afloat, also a Mind Drought remix, In Time, featuring Mind Drought, She Stole My Heart That Day, Liar in Disguise, featuring Poison Bites, Disappear, and Goodbye.
Mm. Yeah, that album was another era. My friend, he goes under Mind Drought, he helped me produce the album at the time. And I could tell you that album's giving like Suicide Boys type vibe. Definitely put some rap in there. And it was just like a different type of genre for me to explore, but it was great. Like, I love that album too, because it has a lot of feelings and good memories as well with creating the music. The actual album cover was a mirror that's broken, and that actually went along with the song Mirror. Just wanted people to know that that's the face of that song. Definitely just trying to put the message out there for self-care.
And then was there any certain promotional strategies that you implemented when you released this album?
There were some. I did put out the Mirror video, and then I posted some on TikTok, and I put it out. But I didn't make too much marketing for that album because it was very fast when I made that album. And at the time, there was a lot going on, so I didn't have equipment to do so. And I just ended up just putting it out there. But I did end up posting a few videos and a few of my songs out there, too.
And then January 28th, 2024, you released the album Memory Lane, featuring memories. It Wasn't the Same After That Day, With You, the Sad Fiction remix, Feelings, Falling, Move Away, featuring Scarlet Vamps, Ugly and Beautiful, I Hate You, I Don't Miss You, My Heart, Midsummer, Dark Empath, Emotional Attachments, the Alex Garlic remix, Old Identities, and Senpaku Eyes. For that one, it's interesting to have so many albums because you can see the amount of growth that you did. Each of them are like time capsule in a way. Was there anything you did differently with this album than you had done with your previous album?
For Memory Lane, I produced this one, so it's all me that created it. And it was definitely a different vibe for sure. I would say that this one's giving like indie rock more. And it does have like some breakcore and like a little bit of electronic in it as well. The marketing strategy for this one, I did some photo shoots and I was featured on a magazine as well. It took time for this one because this album was a little bit, it took me more time to release it because I took a lot of work on releasing it. But I was having a hard time with releasing it because of things that I was going through at the time. This album was very emotional to me to release and put it out because it was like a lot of stuff going on that I put in the music. Memory Lane is definitely a different vibe from Karma and my second album, definitely, for sure. More of the rock, indie rock and electronic, but you could definitely see the growth, the difference of the sound of the music as well.
You said this was featured in an article. Is that the article you posted about February 1st, 2024 called Grunge World Hit?
Yeah, I did a photo shoot with them too. But I also used those photos just to promote a Memory Lane and stuff like that too. So.
And then what was your experience like being featured in Grunge World Hit and going out and doing the photo shoot and everything?
It was cool. I just had this concept of just like showing California because the artists that I featured with, they're from Atlanta. I just wanted to show California and show the grunge side of music and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. It was neat doing that and having a little concept for the magazine.
Thank you for being our guest here on the What's in Your Case podcast. Do you have anything that you'd like to promote or tell the listeners where they can find your content?
Look for me on Spotify and YouTube, SoundCloud at Instant K4RM4. That's Instant K4RM4. You could find me on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. Thank you for having me on the show.